we are eliminating the direct ground combat exclusion rule for women.
Let's just open it up, make it based on performance. If the women can't meet the standards, then they don't get to graduate from the program to do the mission.
To have women serving in infantry, though, could impair the mission essential task of those units, and that's been proven in study after study.
When I first got back from Iraq, I had people ask me if I was allowed to carry a gun because I'm just a girl.
We are moving forward with a plan to eliminate all unnecessary gender-based barriers to service.
It's, I mean, it's nature, you know, upper body strength and physical movements and speed and endurance and so forth.
Here's the short version. The U.S. military is changing its policy to let women serve in combat units. Now, this is not going to happen immediately. Those jobs will open up over time, and some military units can request an exemption, although officials say they'll have to explain why. You might think, wait a minute, don't women already serve on the front lines? The answer to that is yes. In Iraq and Afghanistan, female soldiers ended up in firefights. They were serving in frontline units, but they weren't officially serving in combat units. That's what we're talking about here. Still, that fact hasn't stopped some women in the past from fighting. Back in the American Revolution and Civil War, some women disguised themselves as men so they could fight on the battlefield. Now, obviously, opinions on this are split. And one of the big things that critics are pointing at is the ability for women and men to meet the same physical training standards.
We are going to see, as we have already seen with the expansion of the roles of women, steady downward pressure on military qualifications, reductions in strength and endurance requirements in order to get numbers up.
While it is certainly true that not all women can do all of the requirements, neither can all men. The important thing here is to make sure that the right people are in the right jobs and that anybody who has the qualifications can serve in whatever position they are best suited for.
When you look through some of the comments on CNN.com, you can see just how divided people are on this. For example, one commenter said, quote, warfare is not a gender-neutral playing field. This is going to get a lot of people killed. Someone on the other side said, this is good. Everyone should be able to fight for their country, no matter the gender. If you live in the Midwestern or Northeastern U.S., we don't have to tell you how cold it is. For the rest of you, yeah, it's freezing. On top of New Hampshire's Mount Washington, the temperature, 22 below zero. The wind chill, minus 85. The winter weather is causing some crazy events out there. Chicago firefighters were hosing down a burning warehouse. Now, if you look at these pictures, you're going to see what looks like an ice palace. The water from the hoses ended up encasing the place in inches of ice. Check out this iReport from Minnesota. You've heard about frying an egg in the sidewalk to prove how hot it is. This, pretty much the exact opposite.
Just to prove how cold it is outside, even here in the backyard, we're a little shielded from some of the elements, but we did a couple things. We brought a damp T-shirt outside, and it took less than 5 minutes for it to become this rigid. That's one example just how quickly things can freeze out here. We also dropped a hockey puck in a little cup of water. It won't come out now. It is frozen in there, solid. Less than 90 minutes that one took. We set that in there 90 minutes ago.